Hello, I missed you. I missed us. I missed this. I feel more like a loser when I'm not recording a podcast to 10 listeners than when I am. I actually don't even know how many listeners I have because I don't look at the numbers I used to obsessively, like when I had first gotten started, and it messed with me too much. And also, like, that it just wasn't a good time, so I feel good now. I had a heavy luteal phase. I'm on my period now, and ever since I was younger, maybe this comes from like, or this stems from not having a mother who like talked to me about my period. But I look up, I don't know if this is a shared experience, but I look up memes related to periods, and I don't know, like, I want someone else to feel or know that someone else has felt the pain that I'm feeling right now. I don't even have like that bad cramps anymore sometimes, but I remember, when I was younger, they were bad, and maybe they were bad because it's the first time I was experiencing it. But I would always just want to look up, like, you just want to like talk about like everything. I don't know. I remember like texting my friends about like every single aspect of it. I don't even want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but it could be pretty gross when you're first experiencing like all these hormonal changes. And for some reason, periods were like something that I wanted to relate on like so heavily, because I just like, when I was going through it, I was like, oh my God, this is awful, but like it's crazy, right? And I would look up memes all the time, and I still find myself doing that around my period, and I'm like, I wonder if anyone else is on their period. And Or if anyone else has experienced like this, because I'm 30, but like I still feel like I'm getting my period for the first time every time I get it. Almost without fail, every time I'm on my period, I look up what to eat on your period, and I never remember what it says. The book Hungerstone, which I reshelved last month because I ran out of time on my hold on it. The FMC starts off on, fix the track.
Sure.
She starts off on her period, and she's also 30, and I was like, man, I should read this on my period because I'm always looking for content to relate to when I'm on my period. I guess I'd equate it to also wanting to watch like a movie that has like a lot of rain in it, or an episode of a series that's like a rainy day episode when it's rainy outside. The Disney movie Luca is one of my favorite rainy day movies because I love that movie so much. It's such a cute story, and I love the kids. And they remind me of like people in my real life. So I love watching it. And the music, the food, the kids, like they're so funny. I love every aspect of it. And then it's like kind of, it's rainy and also like the perfect, it looks like the perfect weather. I don't know. And so when it's rainy outside and we're having a movie night in, it's like the perfect movie. There's also like the parade episode where they're all dressed as pickles and Bob's Burgers. That's like a really rainy episode. Or I don't know if any of you have seen iZombie, but there's a episode where she's like riding a bike around Seattle a lot, and it's like a really rainy day. And some of the episodes are like particularly rainy. It does take place in Seattle, but it's filmed in Vancouver. And I love watching it on rainy, rainy days. So I don't know. I like to relate. Speaking of iZombie, since I took like some time off, it was one episode, but like I also haven't really been on social media a lot, so I feel out of the loop. Well, not really. I feel like too much in the loop of the crazy shit going on in the world, but out of the friend and fun loop. I'm out of the loop of the social part of social media, and it's just media constantly. And I haven't even created much, and so it's just been like, it's funny because I've been telling myself, you get these like intuitive thoughts every now and then, and you just like, it's like little reminders that are very, it's like almost when you're on autopilot or you have like no energy, and then you just keep getting these like little reminders throughout the day, and you're like, oh, you're right. So the reminder that I have been getting, and I think this just stems from like words of affirmation, my affirmation, words of affirmation. Oh my God. Repeating words of affirmation to myself. I feel like this is where it stems from. Like you grow your intuition by just feeding your, like subconsciously just feeding yourself more healthy brain habits. And so recently my brain has just been saying like, to create more than I consume. because it, I guess it's just been like affecting me, and I'm starting to feel it physically. Like I'm just like, and also like the luteal phase hit at the same time. So I was just like extremely just, I had no brain power. I was just like so sluggish. I had no energy and no physical, like couldn't do anything. And then I had my nephews over and they're preteen and teenager. And that was rough. I love them to death, but holy shit, those hormones are, they're in full swing. So anyway, I don't even remember like, oh, what's been going on in my head is to consume and not to, and to create and not consume as much. And so literally every time that I'll open up like TikTok or something, the first video will mention that. And I haven't even gone to search for anything, but like I'll open it up and then I'll immediately close out the app. So I just feel like I really haven't been in touch lately. So I'm saying all this to say that I don't remember what book I talked about last on here, but I do think that since last talking to you guys that I have read about two or three books. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to revisit that and then maybe talk about like a whole book catch up in the next episode. But I do believe that one of those was Beach Read by Emily Henry. And I'll do like a reading recap again in the coming episode. But January, our FMC in Beach Read, to tie it all the way back to iZombie, her comfort show in the book is Veronica Mars. And Veronica Mars and iZombie have the same writer, director. I don't know if he write directs and produces, but I know that he's a writer director. And he wrote both shows, is what I'm saying. And I always say that if I can trust the references in the book from the characters, then I can trust the book. And I can, like, I have more trust in the book and the characters at the beginning. So I love January and I love Veronica Mars and I love iZombie. iZombie was one of my favorite shows. When it came out, I was watching it. Like I sat down every night to watch that. Actually, that's not true. I watched it the next day on Hulu because they would air the next day, the next morning on Hulu. So I would make like Eggos every morning and then watch it. But one of my favorite shows. And so if I can trust the references, I can trust the book. Rob Thomas is that director or writer, by the way. And Rob Thomas is the same name as Rob Thomas, the musician, lead singer for Matchbox 20. And he has been on iZombie, I guess it's like maybe they're friends in real life because the whole name thing and they're both like famous people. So anyway, there's some random facts. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I got into that. I just thought I was thinking about the book and then right. Some more housekeeping before I get into the episode. I also read My Friends by Frederick Backman. And I love this book. I love this writer. I cried so many times and I annotated about every other page. Such a good book. I, again, want to get into all the books that I've read recently in the next episode. But I don't know. I feel like I did take my time reading this book. And I really like romanticized it. I read a lot outside while my kids played in the sun. And I read a lot at night with some tea. It's just, I read a lot in the mornings. It was just a heartfelt, he's always so heartfelt, but I feel like I just really needed this one at the right, came to me at the right time. I feel like that with most books. So I feel like I don't know. I feel like books are very intuitive and you just pick up the right book when you pick up the right book. And I don't, like, if you have to reshelf a book, then like it's not the time for you to read it, you know? But I'm saying that I felt like I took the adequate amount of time with this book to say that when I finished it, I wasn't like missing the characters. I was just like, I don't know. I was like, that was, it felt complete, you know? It was like full, it was completed. There was closure. So I felt good, which I think that most of his books are that way. Like the writing style, kind of like Grady Hendrix, so you know what kind of ending you're going to get. I still was anxiously hoping for I don't know, like when I read Anxious People, I had the same feeling of like, is this going to, like, what's going to happen? Or, you know, like you want everything to work out. And you also like, there's always like a lingering mystery in his books, and not Grady Hendrix, Frederick Backman. So that's like kind of what I got as well was just like this lingering like anxiety, but it all came around, and it's very, very heartfelt. I'll get into it next episode. But anyway, I wanted to recap my spring reflection episode, because now we're coming at an end. We're at the end of spring, although summer vacation for like school and stuff has already started, and a lot of summer activities are in full swing. So it does feel like summer, even though technically next week is the beginning of summer, technically, for the season. I should have re-listened back to my spring episode, but what I did was go off the notes that I had for that episode in my notes app. So I don't know if it's like, sometimes like I like to write out my notes. So I'm not 100% sure if these are all my spring intentions, but I feel like they were. So let's just get into that. Spring. Okay. So I had like intentions for how I wanted to spend my spring or my time during spring or what I wanted for spring or whatever. So I have, okay, first off, I was on a plant ban. I didn't want to buy any more plants because every year, every spring, without fail, I buy like $100 worth of discounted plants and I murder them. And then I'm like, well, they were already half dead. I don't know. So I was like, not this year, like just don't buy, or don't even like buy a million of them. I thought maybe one, but I had one and I don't know. And so what I did was I bought none. I did it. I didn't buy any plants. I didn't even buy a mini succulent. There was definitely a temptation. I definitely went to Lowe's and browsed the aisles a few times, but I didn't buy anything. I did, however, get tulips, potted tulips for Mother's Day by request, because I usually just get like, you know, flowers. And I was like, well, not just flowers, but flowers that are cut. And I'm saying that that's not the only thing that I get for Mother's Day, but it is something that I get all the time. So I read The Great, Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry. And in the book, one of the main characters doesn't like cut flowers. She likes potted flowers. And so her significant other would get like, he didn't know what kind of flowers that she liked. And so he bought her a bunch of potted flowers, and like they always had potted flowers in the house. And I had just finished this around Mother's Day, and at the grocery store, they had some potted flowers, and it's tulips because, you know, it's like, I think they had like a rose bush. They had other stuff and like trees and plants, but I'm on a plant ban, can't have a plant. So I saw the flowers and I was like, can you get me potted this year? And so he did. But there are bugs in them. And so I didn't like reharvest them, the bulbs or anything, because there are bugs. And I failed at taking care of them. I mean, they were pretty for like, you know, 2 weeks or so. And then the flowers started to wilt. And I didn't know what to do after that. So I messed it up, I guess. I don't know, because there's bugs in it. And I don't think there's supposed to be bugs. I don't know. They don't go there in order to create or make them come back, I guess. So I had to just throw them away and they stunk so bad. So anyways, I did get potted flowers, but I didn't buy any more plants and I didn't even buy any seeds like I said I was going to, because I needed to like pick up the yard and like get it prepped and ready. And so I was doing that actually. I got like rid of a bunch of weeds that I had growing by my tree in our front patio. It's like half. It's like we have like three trees and then these like bushes or hedges that like I don't really take care of. So some are overgrown and some are just like fried and I need to take those out. So I've been like gardening and trying to get the front patio like fixed up, and I was watering. We've been out playing with the water hose and I had new grass grow, like little vines, little ivies and grass. I guess because I was actually watering the dirt. And so I was like, maybe I don't need to buy any seeds. Like maybe I can just like, this will grow back if I just keep watering it and letting it be, because it's outside. So like, you know, nature, I don't know. So I don't have to worry about like, I mean, obviously you want to worry about like some bugs in there, you know, like if they're going to like ruin or eat anything or I don't know. But yeah, it's been good. Like I've been growing the grass back. And so Before, when we had moved into the house, there was these huge hedges that went wrapped around the tree. But like the first year we were here, there was like a major freeze. And I'm in Texas, and it was like big like news because Texas doesn't anticipate like freezes like this. And so it was a big deal. And my neighbor and I share this little area. Well, we share the tree because it's like in between both of our yards. And so the hedge, we shared the hedge that wrapped around them. And mine had more, I guess it's more shaded. So it had like more salvage, oh my God. They could be saved, salvaged. But they just, it would have been like awkward looking because it's like a looped around hedge. And I don't know. She cut hers off. And so we dug ours out as well. And I never looked underneath it. And it was just dirt. And then the more we water, the more like ivies and like grass has grown. And it's also like easier to wrap lights around the tree without those huge hedges there. So it's been nice. It's been nice. So I participated in my plant ban. So that's something that I did off my list. The next thing I had on my list was I guess that I had written that I was gonna have a toddler and I wanted to like I guess spend more. I should have listened back to the episode again, but I wanted to like really enjoy that time because I know that I had like a lot of stress when my firstborn was when he was at that age. Sorry, my mic died. And yeah, I have been way more present this time. I can say that because I feel confident in saying that because of how much I'm noticing. Like I don't know. I mean, I did notice with my first son, but like I think the second one just like your second child just picks up more from being around the firstborn, you know? And so it just feels like he's so quick to learn something. And then he's like doing big kid stuff. And he has always wanted to do big kid stuff since he was little because he's around like his cousins. And I said a cousin because there's only one around their age. So they're around like their cousin. And, you know, around his brother. And so he just like does big kid things. And I really have been just absorbing all that, like soaking in all of these moments. And I really do feel like I have been like way more connected to, not my kid, but like connected to like this time in my life and watching them, just grow and develop. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So I feel like I also had like a really fun time with my little like baby to toddler, and still, I guess he's, you know, gonna be like growing from this is more a toddler, baby toddler stage, and then that's also gonna be like the same feeling in the summertime. It's just more prevalent now in the springtime because he was like a baby, you know, and now he's like growing into this baby toddler, and then he's gonna be a toddler, and it's gonna be shocking. So it's been good. Okay, the next thing I had on my list was to tan. And I have not tanned because for me, my best way of tanning is straight up being in the sun because I am lucky to have just beautiful skin that tans well. And I had have to go outside for that to happen. I also have to have like clothing that I want to wear. And like, our backyard's not very like safe to be outside in with the kids. Like, I can't really like comfortably like tan because we don't have a yard. We just have a pool. Like, it's literally just pool. So it's not like the safest for me to be out there with the two toddlers, one of them being like a new, just like baby, you know? So it's not very, I can't really go out there and like lay out, you know? And I'm not gonna lay out in my front yard, although we do have like a covered patio area. I just have to again like clean it up to where like I can comfortably do that. But at the same time, I'm gonna have to lock us up in there, and who knows how that would go. And it doesn't get that much sun, whatever. So like I haven't really tanned because my favorite way of tanning is being outside. I also justify like I can get a free tan. You know, I tan well, put on some SPF and go outside. But there's like some tanning lotion that I want to try. that's supposed to make you like more bronze and like shimmery, but it's like $30 for a small like can of it. And I don't know, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, do I really need, like, is it really gonna work? Am I gonna like it? And so I just like talk myself out of it every single time. So I know I haven't tanned a little bit, a little bit. I've tanned a little bit, but not as much as I would like to. Definitely not as much as I have before, because I keep getting like memories on my phone of like whatever from like years ago. And I was very tan at one point. And so I just want to get that color back in. But no, I haven't. But we still have summer to do that. So we'll see how the summer tan goes. The next on the list was 10 to 20K steps a day. I have not walked. I have not walked less in my life than I have this spring. And the weather has been impeccable. Like the weather typically in spring just skips over to summer in Texas, but the weather this year has been amazing. And no, I have not taken advantage of it. Once I break out of my routine, it's kind of hard to go like back into the everything. And then the more we stay in, the more mess accumulates, the longer that we sleep in, the less we do, you know, and then the more I'm doing later on in the day to make up for like the lazy start of the day, which is fine. Like, we love a slow morning, but when I'm out walking, I feel like I work up the energy to come back and recharge, or I've recharged. Now I can like put that energy into our house. And so when I break a routine like this, it just gets harder to get back into because it's suddenly like the home needs to be attended to. So the best way to like just start one of these new routines, like walking or working out, is to just do it and then keep doing it. Like, it doesn't, like, if you want to start walking like 10K, 20K steps a day, and whatever the number doesn't mean anything, it's just about going outside and getting like morning sunlight. You just have to go do it. You have to leave the mess inside your home so that you can clean up the mess in your brain to come clean up the mess in your home. I do get in at least 2 miles a day. It's just not as much as I would like because of the weather and how much I wanted to take advantage of it. Because in the summertime, I am going to have to start going like way earlier and having my stuff packed and ready to go. Because over the years, that's what I've learned has helped me get out of the house quicker and longer, is to just have my clothes already ready. And Mika's, and now I guess Beck's as well, because of just having everything ready to go because it gets so hot. The next thing I had on my list was to revisit being a pescatarian. And I would say that I did about 50-50 of that. I, for some reason, I don't know what it was, but like I said, I'm gonna try to be pescatarian again. And then I went to Chick-fil-A for like a week straight, almost 2 weeks. And so I don't know why. Like, I was like sabotaging myself immediately after trying to commit to something. So I did also, you know, I bought like fish and I ate it. It's just harder because I have to like, I don't really like meal prepping fish because I'm not gonna microwave it. It tastes gross the next day. I mean, maybe salmon doesn't, but I also like had a bad ex bad I had a bad experience with salmon during my first pregnancy. I got very sick and it was did not taste or smell great. Coming up, and there it gets worse than that. But anyway, I have a tough time with salmon now, and I'm definitely not going to reheat it. So it's been a little harder to like, you know, if I don't want to do tuna every day. But yeah, I don't know. And I also like do like sardines. I grew up eating sardines out of a can with some chips and Tabasco. But I don't know what it's been. It's been like harder since I said I was going to do it. And I do think that part of that is having that having that fish smell in the house, because if I don't want it to smell fishy, I'm going to have to clean my trash, like clean out my cans of tuna or salmon, or sorry, not salmon, sardines. And then I'm going to have to, you know, it's just like a lot. It's just a little more, it's a little more work. And I see how easy it was before when I didn't have two small children to take care of. You know, it's easy to be pescatarian when you're living alone. Well, not alone. I was living with my partner, but it's easy to do these things when you just, it's you two in a 700 square foot apartment and disposable income. I mean, tuna, like canned tuna is not expensive. It's all not just disposable income, it's disposable time. Like, it's just time to clean the trash before it goes in the trash so that your house doesn't stink and your dogs. That was the thing, is that my dog used to like rip into the trash and he would dump over the trash can. And we had to like find one that locked on the lid or whatever. But yeah, it was a lot easier when I had all the time in the world to experiment. So I would say that I did pretty well. I've been eating a lot of acai bowls lately, and it's probably like a lot of sugar, but I have been about 50-50 with the pescatarian, so not too bad. Now, I also did say that I wanted to have my coffee outdoors more, and I would say that I did about 30% of the time I had my coffee outside, which is not bad. It's not bad because it's a new routine that I was trying to get into. So not bad for trying to do that more this spring. I just, again, I also have to like accept that people live outside, because if I want to have a coffee outside, I have to do it in my front patio. Again, not having a backyard is, it sucks. And I wish that, and we were just so, it was a tough market, and it wasn't a tough market when we bought our home. It's just, we were so ready to get out of where we were. So yeah, I just wish we had found something with like a backyard, but I'm happy with where we're at. A backyard is like so important when you have small kids. So going out in the front yard for coffee, I don't know, it's fine. It's just my neighbors notice me. Even when I don't think they notice me, I'll be on a walk and they'll be like, "Hey, I saw you outside," you know. And so then it's like I'm suddenly aware that people are watching you. People are always watching you, so I just have to get used to it. But yeah, I would say about 30% of the time.
Can we watch people?
Yeah, we can watch people. You want to go people watch? Okay. And then lastly, if you could even hear it, because I said it in like the most mumbled voice at the very end of the episode, but I said drugs, meaning, I don't know, like I wanted to try some gummies, and I have not. I have had like more wine than usual, just because it's like more, I'm more so like towards the end of spring, you know, like I have had more like just if summery feeling vibes and like wine at night, on the weekends. But that is about zero, or it is 0% that I have done that. And maybe I don't think it was, I just couldn't this time, this spring. I don't even know if that was something that I said I wanted for spring or my 30s or this new era of my 30s or whatever. I don't know. But I have not experimented with anything, and not don't. You know, the girlies who get the vibe get what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say like I'm trying to like, you know, do heroin or anything, but you understand. I don't have to overexplain. So I haven't done anything, haven't tried anything. Just been having a glass of Pinot Grigio on the weekends. Why are you fussy, babe? I hope you enjoyed this audio adaptation of my diary. I know I rambled every time that I just skip a beat. I ramble, and I haven't been on like any sort of social media, so I know I've been rambling. If you can't tell by the background noise, I have to go now. So thank you for listening. I will see you back next week, and I will catch you up on all the books that we've been reading. Bye.